Good morning. Today I'm going to summarise my PhD findings, which is the research I've been doing over the last 3.5 years, and I've got 3 weeks left, so I'm very excited. And my research was looking at the impacts of fly in, fly out, or FIFO as I'm going to abbreviate it to, on the health and wellbeing of WA mining employees and partners. So to start with a really quick introduction, FIFO is the work arrangement where employees live in the city during their leave period and they're flown to a remote work site where they live and work for the work period before coming home to the city again in the leave period. And we use FIFO to address staffing difficulties in remote mine sites. And if you look at the maps on the screen, on the left is the population distribution of Western Australia and on the right is where the mine sites are located. So obviously there's an imbalance between where the population lives and where mine sites are. FIFO is becoming increasingly popular. As Ken said, it began in the 80s, and since 2000 it's become reasonably common. And at the moment, 45% of WA FIFO employees, of WA mining employees use FIFO, and that equates to 25,000 employees. Finally, when we talk about FIFO, it's important to remember that it's often used in combination with compressed working hours. And so compressed working hours is when all the hours that the employee will work over the roster are compressed into extended and consecutive shifts. And we know that half of the mining employees work at least 7 consecutive extended shifts. So FIFO is a unique work arrangement in which the employee doesn't come home at the end of the day and they're separated from their home community. And it's only become common in the last 10 years. And for these reasons, people are asking questions about if FIFO has negative impacts on the employee, on their families, or even the community. So there's a lot of anecdotal evidence saying that FIFO is negative for employees, specifically that FIFO employees have high stress and depression levels, that they're more likely to have relationship breakups, and that they're more likely to binge drink and take illegal drugs. And the anecdotal evidence paints quite a gloomy picture. However, we know that 25,000 people make an informed decision to do FIFO, so it's more likely that the reality is more balanced than this anecdotal evidence suggests. Over the last 10 years, there's been about 5 substantial studies that have looked at the impacts of FIFO, because this is an emerging research field. However, most of the previous research has been limited by small sample sizes, or they all focused either on a specific area, like the goldfields, or on a specific demographic group, like couples with young children. However, I'll summarise the previous research. We know that FIFO can afford you a comfortable lifestyle if you have a high income, and in fact 80% of people said they did FIFO for the money. For some employees, they can clearly separate their work and family life when they leave site, and a lot of employees found that it hampered their social and community interaction. When we looked at when other people looked at relationships, most found that it put pressure on forming and maintaining relationships. And a study of 30 FIFO couples found that they had more negative relationship characteristics than the community as a whole. Specifically, they had low consensus and they had high tension and conflict. Studies that have looked at health have found that the depression and anxiety characteristics of Goldfields, FIFO and daily commute employees is 3 times higher than the community level of 9%. Fatigue is an issue in many industries, including mining, and some rosters that FIFO employees worked found that there was a 10% delay in reaction speed after working 8 consecutive day shifts or during the first 3 night shifts, and a 10% delay in reaction speed is equivalent to the drink driving level. And finally, half of the Goldfields miners felt that they were overweight. So the anecdotal evidence, together with the previous research, suggests that maybe there were some negative impacts of FIFO. So I decided to take on a comprehensive statewide study looking at all demographic groups and try and clarify what impacts were being had on employers and partners. So I'll briefly describe my project for you. As I just said, the aim of the project was to identify the impacts of FIFO separated from the impacts of roster and separate from other aspects of mining, and to look at a broad range of health and wellbeing outcomes. To do this, I had 2 separate studies which looked at health and wellbeing over 2 different timeframes. Study 1 was a long-term study which looked at a 6-month period, and we had 223 volunteer participants. So they were a self-selected sample, however, it's the largest statewide study that's been done in WA to date. Most of the participants were FIFO commuters. However, we had a small daily commute comparison group so that we could separate the impacts of FIFO from other impacts of mining. However, we couldn't recruit many daily commute partners, so I couldn't really use their data. We also had a second study which looked at short-term or daily impacts. And here we had some very generous participants who, for a whole mining roster, completed a diary and gave saliva samples twice a day. And this study was novel in that for the first time we measured people on a daily basis so we could see if stress levels fluctuated across the roster. And it also provided objective measures because the saliva samples were analysed for stress hormones and also for body clock hormones in the case of night shift workers. We had a generally representative sample in the larger study, and we covered 55 companies and 67 sites. One way in which my sample was not representative is that we were over-representing managers and professionals and under-representing production and maintenance employees. However, this did give us three almost equal-sized occupation groups so we could make comparisons between them. And I just want to draw your attention to the broad range of experience that the participants had. In regards to FIFO, 20% of them had been doing FIFO for less than 1 year, and I call them the newbies, and 20% had been doing it for more than 10 years, and so we call them the veterans. And the broad industry, the broad range of experience allowed us to see if any stress was accumulated over a long-term period, and it also let us see if the newbies were particularly stressed and threatening to quit their jobs. So to get to the results, which is the exciting part, I found that generally FIFO was less problematic than the previous research and the anecdotal evidence had suggested. And in fact, my participants had normal stress levels and their health and well-being was similar to that in the community. We generally found that experience and family demographics did not change people's stress levels. However, I'll get to the details and show you. We first started looking at work-related stress, and we asked people to fill out questionnaires about how stressful they found their job, their roster, and FIFO per se. And FIFO and daily commute employees had a similar spread across the occupation groups. However, FIFO employees found their jobs more stressful. Not surprisingly, those on long and more compressed rosters found their roster more stressful than those who had short and more even rosters. And when we looked at the FIFO stress questionnaire, which aspects of FIFO people found most stressful, for both employees and partners, 75% said that they missed the employee missing important events because he was away was the most stressful aspect of it. And equally important was the employees found it hard to participate in their home community. I haven't put it up there, but the second and third most stressful things for partners were feeling lonely while the employee was away and worrying that the employee wouldn't be able to get home quickly if there was an emergency at home. We also found some aspects of FIFO were not stressful at all, and examples are getting on with your co-workers and getting enough privacy at site. The second daily study let us see if stress fluctuated across the roster, and this graph, sorry, it's a little bit complex, but because everyone had a different roster, obviously, we had to find a way of comparing different rosters. So we found six phases that occurred in each roster, and that's the middle to beginning, middle and last of the work period and the beginning, middle and end of the leave period. And what we have here, the red line is the employee's self-reported stress levels, and they're quite slight to moderate because you could score from 1, which was not stressed, to 4, which was very stressed, and the average was 1.75. And employees were just as stressed during the work period as they were during the leave period. However, what's really interesting to me as a scientist is the cortisol findings, which is the blue bars, and that's the stress hormone of the body. And we find that the average is 8, which is very typical of a normal community sample. However, the stress hormones were significantly elevated at the transition times of the roster, specifically at the end of the leave period and the beginning of the work period, and also at the end of the work period. So we did find a slight fluctuation in the stress hormones, but not in the reported stress. So we found that people found some aspects of FIFO stressful, and they might have been stressful on a particular day here and there, but what's really important in predicting poor outcomes is how stressed people are for a long period of time. And so we have a questionnaire which was how stressed have you been on average over the last 6 months, and this was the really important stress indicator. And we found that there was no difference between FIFO and daily commute employees or partners, and they were no different from the community. We find women report stress more than men. That's in all samples, though. So what we thought might be happening was that even if people were stressed about FIFO or stressed on a particular day, they had good coping skills to resolve the stress so it didn't become an ongoing problem. And that is indeed what we found when we gave them another questionnaire, which was what their coping behaviours were. And the most commonly reported coping behaviours were really healthy, and they were actively working towards solving the problem and to plan ahead to try and avoid problems. And the least reported stress, or the least reported coping behaviours, were praying to God and were denying that there was a problem, and also drinking was pretty low as well. So we found they had quite healthy coping behaviours. To move on to relationships, we didn't find support for the anecdotal claim that FIFO employees had poorer relationships. We found the percent of people that had been divorced were similar in the FIFO's daily commute and community samples. And in fact, 50% of the FIFO employees who had been divorced were divorced before they started mining. So maybe the FIFO lifestyle attracts some divorced people, and that might account for the anecdotal claim of linking divorce and mining. When we looked closer at the relationship qualities, to my surprise, we found that FIFO employees had better relationships than daily commute people did, although the daily commute sample was small, and that they were similar to the community. So we find FIFO employees get more support than daily commute people do, and they get less tension, less conflict, which is a good sign. And finally, when we asked if FIFO had a positive or negative impact on relationships with children, family and friends, they were approximately equal positive and negative, and it wasn't different from what daily commute people reported. Looking at lifestyle, we found that people said that a higher proportion of employees said that FIFO didn't suit their lifestyle compared to the daily commute people. However, the daily commute people weren't that great either. So it could be a roster effect here, because FIFO employees who had shorter and more even rosters said that FIFO suited their lifestyle better than those who had longer and more compressed rosters. We also found that FIFO employees were 50% more likely to say that it had a negative impact on their hobbies and recreation. Looking at health, there was generally no health differences between FIFO and daily commute employees and FIFO and daily commute partners. We looked at about 60 variables, and there was only two significant differences. The first was that FIFO employees exercised for an average of 2 hours a week more during the work period than daily commutes did, but their exercise during the leave was equal at about 5 hours a week. So we thought maybe having access to exercise equipment on site might be encouraging people to exercise. And secondly, amongst night shift workers, FIFO employees got an extra hour sleep per day than night shift than daily commute employees, which again we thought might be the facilities promoting quality sleep without your kids running around and stuff. The other health things, there was no difference between FIFO or daily commute, but I still found them interesting in that 75% of people, employees and partners, had a BMI value of over 25, which is classified as overweight or obese. And this is very high and significantly higher than the community. However, there could be some error in this, in that if people are very muscular, their muscles heavier than fat, and they can have a high body weight and incorrectly be classified as overweight. We didn't find evidence saying that FIFO employees were binge drinkers. In fact, very few people had whiskey drinking during the work period. And during the leave period, 14% of FIFO employees had whiskey drinking, but that was equivalent to the Australian community, so they weren't any worse off. And take it with a pinch of salt, because you can't trust drug data, but only 2 employees reported using drugs during the work period, but 15% said they used drugs during the leave period. And I don't have any comparable data for that, unfortunately. The last data I want to show you is really interesting, and it's about social support, which is the support you get from your family and friends. And we found that having supportive family and friends reduces all the stresses that we measured. So FIFO and daily commute employees got a similar amount of social support, but interestingly, FIFO employees got more from their family and friends, while daily commute employees were more likely to be supported by their co-workers. Regardless of who you got your support from, having supportive family and friends reduced the long-term stress, stress, depression and anxiety over a medium-term basis, which was 1 week, and how stressful people found their job, roster and FIFO. So I'll quickly summarise my data and have an implications slide. To summarise the results, FIFO employees found their job stressful and long rosters stressful, and their stress fluctuated over the roster if you looked at stress hormones but not at reported stress. However, FIFO employees and partners had adequate coping behaviours so that they were resolving the short-term stress so it didn't go to be a long-term problem. FIFO was less likely to suit employees' lifestyle than daily commute. However, it did not hamper relationships. There was no negative impacts of health, and social support might be an important buffer against stress. So the implications for my research is really to say that I didn't find many detrimental impacts of FIFO on employees' health and wellbeing, and my results were a lot more positive than the anecdotal evidence and even the previous research that had focused on specific groups. Interestingly, those with different levels of experience and different family characteristics had similar levels of FIFO stress. There were some who found FIFO stressful, of course, and not surprisingly, they intended to quit their job significantly earlier than those who were having a better time. And finally, support may buffer against FIFO stress, which is interesting when we see quite a few support groups popping up with like FIFO mothers groups and golf clubs and stuff like that. So that's the end of my presentation. I just want to thank you for the opportunity to address you today, and to also thank my participants, my supervisors, all my industry contacts who helped me recruit, and UWA for paying my living allowance.